Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. Today, we'll be diving into a riveting tale of culinary adventure and international camaraderie set amidst the serene backdrop of the North Dakotan wilderness. Our tale takes place at the quaint yet remarkable Nightingale's Nest Campground, a unique gem nestled in the heart of the Dakotan Plains. Meet Horatio Nightingale, the proud owner of this charming establishment. An ardent nature lover with a bright twinkle in his eye and an infectious zest for life, Horatio's passion for hospitality is only surpassed by his love for food. Having grown up in a large, diverse family, his formative years were filled with the warm memories of gatherings around hearty meals, each dish narrating a tale of its own. With Nightingale's Nest, he sought to recreate the same robust amalgamation of flavors and cultures woven into the fabric of the campground lifestyle. The sun begins to set on the plains, casting long shadows that dance around the vibrant tents dotting the landscape of Nightingale's Nest. The aroma of a myriad of dishes being prepared mingles with the earthy fragrance of the wilderness, and the anticipation of the Campground International Food Fair hangs heavy in the air. Today's chronicle is about this food fair, the challenge Horatio faced, the process he followed, and the impact it had on the campground. This is a tale of gastronomy, community, and the overwhelming human spirit. So, find a comfy spot around the fire pit because you are about to hear the story of the Campground International Food Fair, tasting culinary delights from around the world.
I remember the day the idea hit me, like an errant salad fork flying out of the kitchen. Nightingale's Nest was loved by all who visited, but it lacked that distinct spark, that unique flavor that could set it apart from other campgrounds. The challenge was to create an event that would not only be a hit amongst our regulars, but would also attract new faces. One of our campers, an Italian chef, had made an offhand comment about how he missed the food from his hometown. That got me thinking. Everyone had a story, a unique heritage, a flavor that was peculiar to their roots, and that could offer a sense of home to them while they were miles away. And so the idea of the Campground International Food Fair was born. I considered several ways to bring this idea to life. One was to invite food trucks from different cuisines, but that seemed impersonal, more commercial than community. Another option was to hire chefs who specialized in various world cuisines, but that felt detached from the essence of camping. Finally, it struck me, why not build a platform where campers could share their cultural culinary delights? This way, it would be personal, it would build community, and it would be an adventure, just like camping itself. Implementing the idea was an adventure of its own. I put out notices, inviting our campers to sign up and share their culinary traditions. The response was overwhelming, but there were logistics to sort out. We needed cooking spaces, ingredients, and a system to manage it all. The unpredictability of camping life struck when a sudden rainstorm threatened the event. But the spirit of the campers was indomitable. They moved their cooking stations under the large communal pavilion, creating an impromptu kitchen that hummed with activity and camaraderie. The day of the fair arrived. The air was heavy with the aroma of spices and the humming anticipation of a feast. Campers, young and old, gathered around, plates in hand, ready to embark on their culinary journey around the world. The event was a resounding success, with campers sharing not only their food but also the stories and traditions behind them. It was a night filled with laughter, tales, and an immense sense of community. The International Food Fair had a profound impact on Nightingale's Nest. It became our signature event, bringing together people from all walks of life in a celebration of diversity and unity. Campers started looking forward to it, planning their dishes months ahead. The event also brought in new campers, eager to partake in this unique experience. The best practices I learned from this experience? Involve your community in your decision-making process. Don't be afraid to take risks, and always have a contingency plan for unexpected weather. So, in the heart of North Dakota, under the starry sky, campers at Nightingale's Nest Campground found a home away from home, where they shared their culinary heritage, learned about others, and discovered that despite our diverse backgrounds, we have a lot in common. The International Food Fair became more than just an event. It became a tradition, a testament to community spirit and the essence of camping.
And so, through the aromatic smoke of cooking fires and the boisterous laughter of campers sharing a gastronomic journey, we find ourselves at the end of this riveting tale from the Nightingale's Nest Campground. A simple idea born out of the longing for home and community transformed into a tradition that resonated with campers far and wide. The Campground International Food Fair, a testament to Horatio's ingenuity and the power of shared experiences, became a beacon of unity, diversity, and good cheer. The heartening saga of the food fair underscores the importance of innovation, community engagement, and resilience in the face of unexpected challenges. It serves as an inspiration for fellow campground owners, reminding us that even the most ordinary locations can provide extraordinary experiences. By embracing their unique cultures, campers crafted a rich tapestry of flavors, stories, and connections, reinforcing the fact that diversity is the spice of life. Horatio's story is a reminder that success often lies in the heart of the community we serve. It's about embracing the challenge, thinking outside the box, and turning obstacles into opportunities. Above all, it's about creating a space that fosters a sense of belonging and camaraderie, where every camper feels at home, regardless of where they come from. As we close this chapter, we invite you to carry the spirit of Nightingale's Nest with you, a spirit of unity, adventure, and the joy of shared experiences. Thank you for joining us today at MC Campground Chronicles and journeying through the world on a plate. We hope Horatio's story has inspired you, and we look forward to sharing more tales of extraordinary campground experiences with you. Do remember to subscribe so you don't miss out on our future episodes. Until next time, keep the campfires burning and the stories flowing.